Well, our buddy Nathan Graner is back. He's one of the American tenors, and he has a new album out for the season. It's titled Him. He's also a member of a new musical group called The Monocle. It's four Kansas City performers who have combined their talents in a way that will allow patrons to commission them. Nathan Graner joins me here in the studio. And how are you, buddy? Good to see you again.
I'm great, Steve. Thank you so much for having me.
Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday.
Yeah. Well, this new CD is titled Him. That says as in church song and not as in him, which is the opposite of her.
Right.
Do I have that right?
Yes, him. Songs of great faith.
Yes. Tell me about it a little bit.
Well, it all started about 5 years ago. My grandma was succumbing to Parkinson's disease and decided to make a CD of hymns for her because that's her favorite music.
Yeah.
And due to mechanical difficulties and like this was with Brad Cox. We were recording and something would happen, like digital interference or a train or something on the really soft songs. It never happened. It was like totally cursed.
Uh-huh.
Hooked up with Kansas City young tenor Ben Gully a couple of years ago, and we went on the road to do another American Tenors tour, and the idea just sparked in our head. We need to do this CD. We need to.
Well, tell me about
hymns.
The disc. What did you do?
Well, we went upstairs and recorded with John Story and famous jazz pianist Mark Lowry, and just did this really nice week of sessions. We've got Steal Away, Amazing Grace. We have Migratory V, which is a new piece by Adam Gettle, who's a really young, great, cool musical theater composer. We did our own arrangements. And, of course, you know, these old, like, standby hymns and junk like that made really fresh and kind of more entertaining by Mark Lowry on the piano. He's just making up
a lot amazing.
Of these. Yeah, these accompaniments. And,
yeah.
And Ben and I are singing like we do. And and our voices are so similar. So we just kind of cross in between. And a lot of people can't tell. You have to listen to it like 9 times to be able to tell who's singing.
Yeah, yeah, okay. And when did you record this thing?
We recorded it this past summer.
Okay. I think we have a couple of pieces we're going to listen to here. Maybe not quite ready yet. Okay. You've been traveling a lot?
Yeah. We on the road. Been on the road most of last year doing a tour and whatnot. But mostly have been in town recording the CD. Gully and I are making a business plan right now. So we've been spending a lot of time doing that. Plus the Orphans Feast, working with the Monocle and our friends doing that, which opens tonight.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that.
Sure.
We have a track from him we're going to listen to here. What's
great.
The first one you picked out?
I think it's Joshua Fit the Battle of Jericho.
Okay, let's listen.
Joshua fit the battle of Jericho. Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fit the battle of Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down. Joshua fit the battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fit the battle of Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down. You may talk about your man of Gideon, you may talk about your man of Saul, but there's none like good old Joshua at the Battle of Jericho. Joshua fit the Battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fit the Battle of Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down. Up to the walls of Jericho, he marched with a spear in hand.
Go blow them ram horns.
Joshua cried,
'cause the battle is in my hand.
Then the lamb ran, sheep horns begin to blow, the trumpets begin to sound. Joshua commanded the children to shout, and the walls come tumbling down.
Nice.
Thank you, sir.
Voice sounds like it's in fine form.
Yes.
Nathan?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's been a wild ride. That's for sure. Being on tour, you know, singing opera at the top of our lungs for a long time. We've been in Los Angeles quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Been, you know, kind of working on the television side. We've we've made some inroads there. So
oh, that's great.
But we're here in Kansas City. We're making our things in Kansas City and then porting them out.
I like that about you. The great tenor Nathan Graner is our guest. You're also involved. You mentioned this new group, The Monocle, which features Shea Estes and others, and it's described as a performing arts ensemble.
Yes,
sir. What
does
that mean?
Well, it started at the Kauffman Center just a little over a year ago. I was asked to artistic direct and kind of production direct the first PBS, national PBS broadcast at the Kauffman Center.
Hmm.
And so I called Christian Hankel. I'm like, Christian, what about A La Cartoona? Because I had to get all of the artists, you know, in on this big show celebrating Virgil Thompson, who basically almost single-handedly, you know, in the Midwest, you know, got the modern classical music going, right?
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, Christian, what about A La Cartoona? And he's like, yes, I can do it. And then one of the members was going to Europe, and he's like, ah. And I'm like, oh. And he said, hold on, wait a minute. He said, what if you sing in a new thing that I'm making? And I'm like, yeah, okay, great. Okay, hold on. So he calls me up a couple days later and says, I've got it. So we're going to get Shea Estes. We had Mark Lowry, Katie Gilchrist, and Christian Hankel and myself, and we made this mini opera out of two pieces for the Kauffman Center. It was awesome. And then over the course of the summer, Kristen's like, hey, let's do a show. Let's do a CD. Let's keep this going.
And what's the deal where people sort of call you? How does this work?
Okay, so it's really difficult. I mean, I'm sitting here in my Cooper's Hawk, you know, new winery restaurant close because I have to have a job right now, right? And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to raise enough money by making ourselves available to corporate events, but making artistic endeavors, you know, in mm-hmm. them. So if, say, Black and Veatch wanted to have a party, they could call the Monocle. They'd pay us, you know, what they usually pay somebody else, but we're going to create something really, really cool for them. Then we're going to use that money and turn it into original productions and also pay ourselves to be able to pay ourselves to do it, like not just at like 10 extra hours a week.
And you'll do almost anything at these things. The range is incredible,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go out with one more track from Nathan Graner. What's this one?
I think...
Shall we
gather at the river?
Let's listen to that one.
All right.
Okay.
Shall we gather at the river, where bright angels' feet have trod? With its crystal tide forever flowing by the throne of God.
Nathan Graner's latest recording is him. Learn more about our guests and get more information about our program at kcur.org. And you can learn more about the Monocle from KCUR's Steve Walker on our website, kcur.org. Looking for a good movie to see on the big screen this weekend? Check out our critics' 3 to see, their favorite indie, foreign, and documentary films showing in area theaters. Monday on the program, we talk with a hunter who lives in Brooklyn and feeds his family from hunting trips that have taken him all over North America. Our show's theme music is by Bobby Watson and the UMKC Conservatory of Music Concert Jazz Band. We had help this week from KCUR's Kim Noble, Beth Lipoff, and Danny Alexander. Our senior producer is Steven Steigman. Have a great weekend, all. I'm Steve Kraske of the Kansas City Star, and you are up to date.
Reach the shining river. Soon our pilgrimage will see.